There are more than 2 million home health care workers in this country. That number continues to grow rapidly as more baby boomers need assistance. But the profession does not offer competitive pay. And ironically, most home care workers lack health benefits themselves. Sarah Jane Tribble of member station WCPN in Cleveland talked with some of them.
Holly Dawson believes her job is a calling. Each day, Dawson drives herself to several people's homes in the Cleveland suburbs. She manages their medications, helps them with bathing, does the dishes, and provides companionship.
Hey, George, I'm going to get you something to drink, okay?
Like wine?
I think it's a little too early for wine.
Former client George Grillinger has dementia and recently fell down the back steps of his home. Dawson remains friends and regularly stops in to check on him.
Orange juice, then, orange juice.
I'll be right back.
To remain living at home, Grillinger had to switch to an aide who is covered by his VA benefits. When Dawson did work for them, the Grillingers paid an agency $37 for 2 hours every day. Dawson took home $13 an hour from that, better than the average pay. And then she had to pay her own taxes and health care benefits. Dawson says she doesn't remember the last time she could afford health insurance. And that is pretty typical in the home health aid world.
We want change, and we don't mean pennies.
During a recent labor rally in Cleveland, home health workers voiced their frustration with low wages and lack of benefits. 35-year-old Jasmine Amadover earns $9.50 an hour, which is just above average for a home health worker in Ohio.
We work really long hours, really hard work. A lot of us are barely home because if we don't go to work, we don't get time off, we don't get paid vacations, and some of us haven't had raises in years.
Amadover says her last raise was 4 years ago, and she makes about $21,000 a year, so she doesn't qualify for Medicaid. Paying for a plan on Ohio's federal exchange doesn't fit in her monthly budget.
I don't have a retirement plan. I don't have life insurance. I don't have medical because by a government basis, I'm 90% above the poverty level, but I'm in poverty.
Home care workers are mostly women. More than half are women of color, and one in five are single mothers. A recent analysis by the Brookings Institution found that while the ranks of home health workers grew exponentially over the past decade, their earnings dropped when accounting for inflation. Martha Ross is with Brookings.
People aren't shocked about fast food workers not having health insurance, but someone who is in the healthcare sector providing necessary healthcare who does not have health insurance just on the face of it is wrong.
Under federal health reform, there are financial incentives for hospitals and doctors to keep patients healthy. Ross says home care workers should be considered and compensated as vital frontline personnel in reaching the new goals.
They can contribute to better care. Down the line, that can contribute to reduced costs through reduced hospitalizations or going back into a nursing home. And over time, you can take those savings and put them into increased earnings for that home care worker.
And home care workers are often trusted advisors for the patient.